Bruce, last year before you played the Eagles, you said you thought Chip Kelly's offense was a good college offense. Has that opinion changed after seeing more of him in the NFL?
No, that's not what I said last year, and he's done a heck of a job, and they do as good a job running the football as anybody in the National Football League.
Do you still have reservations about the zone read offense, though?
Yeah, when your quarterback's running the ball, not when Shady's running it.
Hey, Bruce, Chip Kelly was caught in the sidelines during the Giants game saying to a player that culture beats scheme every day.
What was that?
He said that culture beats scheme every day in terms of, winning.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think that the belief in your locker room has much or more to do with the plays you're calling than anything. I think if your players truly believe in each other and care about each other, that you can put them in any system and win.
Was that something that you had to overcome when you first took the job in Arizona because of the history of the Cardinals?
Well, I was fortunate. They had just been to the Super Bowl about 4 years prior or 5 years prior. So not as much as people thought. We had great leadership in the locker room. It's just getting them to buy into a little bit different philosophy.
Hey, Bruce, how has Todd Bowles developed as a defensive coordinator?
Oh, I think he's one of the best there is. He's a very bright guy. He's obviously done a heck of a job working through all the injuries that we've had this year and still being very competitive defensively.
Bruce, what has he had to do schematically differently because of all those injuries, if anything?
And just make sure you put players in positions that they can be successful. Don't ask them to just do things that fit a scheme because they may not fit the scheme anymore. Adjust the scheme to the players.
You guys have an elite receiver, obviously, in Larry Fitzgerald, but you've really spread the ball around a lot this year. Is that something that you wanted to focus on going into the season, and has that worked out very well for you?
Yeah, we want to take what the defense gives us. When you start forcing balls to players, especially wideouts, you're going to throw a lot of interceptions. And I think part of that last year, early in the season, was Carson was going to get the ball to Larry, whether it be double coverage or not. And they trust now. He trusts all the rest of the guys. And I think we built that trust throughout the season last year that whoever's open, get him the football.
As a byproduct, you've had good fortune this year with not too many turnovers. And do you think that's part of why?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. Yeah, the emergence of Michael Floyd last year and John Brown this year, Teddy Ginn, the tight ends, Andre Ellington is a huge part of it.
Is that a big adjustment for somebody like Larry because he's been such a focus of an offense, and how has he handled that?
Oh, he's handled it beautifully. I mean, he's a pro, and winning cures everything.
Bruce, Nick Foles has only been sacked 7 times, despite an offensive line that's banged up. Is there a reason, do you think, for that?
Yeah, I think they do such a great job in their play-action game, that you have to stop the run first, and it buys him time, and then he doesn't hold on to football. Nick's a very bright guy, so he knows where he wants to go with it. Other than that, the guys they put in there have battled their tails off.
How much do you value leadership from the quarterback position? And in your 2 years with Carson Palmer, how does he rate in that regard?
That's one of the highlights. You never know what you're going to get when you trade for somebody. You can judge arm strength and you can judge those other things. But he's been outstanding. When the time when he was off with the nerve issue, he was coaching. He was on and he was into the game plan. He was coaching guys on the sideline. And that's all you can ask for your quarterback. And, of course, when your quarterback's that guy, it's a lot easier for everybody else to follow him.
Bruce, how much more difficult is your defensive job if Darren Sproles is cleared to play?
A lot more. I mean, he's one of the best young – well, he's not young anymore, but he's still one of the best players in football. And whether it be punt returns, running, passing, I mean, he's a dynamic player, can hit home run on every play.
Bruce, Nick Foles has 10 interceptions this year after doing such a good job of protecting the ball last season. What do you see differently from him this year?
I think just sometimes he's got caught in some passing situations, that whether the game predicted he had to throw it or not. Last year I thought they kept everybody at bay with what they were doing, and sometimes, you know, a tip here, a drop ball there. I mean, I think he's still playing at a very high level.
Hey, Bruce, you caught the Eagles on the week after their bye last season. You catch them on the week after their bye this season. What's the downside in playing a team at this juncture of the schedule off their bye week?
Well, I think a big difference, whether it's home or away. You know, I think obviously they're rested. Get a guy back that might have not played had you played him the week before. And so, yeah, I think it's always an advantage for the team coming off the bye in that regard. But then once you have to travel, that usually equalizes everything out.
Bruce, did you feel like that game was stolen from you last year? You were obviously not happy when you left here and you chased down the officials and talked to them. Did you feel like the game was stolen from you last year?
No, I think it was one on the field, but I didn't like the way it was officiated.
Did you ever get good explanations for the calls?
Yeah, very good. One thing Dean Blandino does is he stands up and tells you the truth.
Bruce, you said a few words about Todd Bowles before. He was you recruited him to Temple, and do you remember how that whole thing kind of came about? And did you see something in him then that you see now as a coach? Those kind of qualities.
Oh, there's no doubt. He was one of the smartest players. He was a freshman when I took the job, and watching him grow as a player, I mean, he was a coach on the field at all times, and we could do so many things defensively because of him. And then it was game wrecker for us because we were opening up with Penn State, and he got hurt and broke his wrist, and we lost about 50% of our defense that he was going to run for us.
Bruce, Glenn Carson's kind of a local player for me. I was wondering what kind of progress. I know he's been hampered by his ankle injury, but have you seen any anything that indicates he might be able to be a factor down the line here?
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, we love him as a player, and he injured that ankle, and he's been very on the cusp of being active or inactive every week, depending on what style of offense we're seeing. But we love Glenn. I think he's going to be a heck of a player for us.
What was it that prompted you to keep him on the active roster?
He runs, he hits, and he's very smart. I love smart, tough guys.
Hey, Bruce, how's your team different than in December of last season?
Oh, I think in December last year we finally believed that we were good enough to win. And it's carried over this year. In the ball games this year, we found ways to win in the fourth quarter. And, I think that was permeated through last December's run of the guys who came back from that ball club.
It seems personnel-wise, there's some changes on the offensive line. Ellington did not play in that Eagles game last year. Is that game last season a good reference point for what both teams will see, or has there been enough changes overall?
I think nobody stays the same anymore. You know, we're different, obviously, with our offensive line and Andre. They're different with Sproles and some of the things they do, you know. So, but there's still so many similarities that it could look a lot alike.
Bruce, how does this offense look different on film with the loss of DeSean Jackson and then the additions of Darren Sproles and Jeremy Maclin?
Well, not too different, you know. You got two playmakers instead of one, and Jeremy is you're really happy for him to see him bounce back from that injury, and man, it was scary when it looked like it happened again. But really happy for him, and I've always been an admirer of Darren Sproles. So DeSean was DeSean. He hurt us a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I'm glad he's not out there.
How important has Ellington been for you guys, especially with the loss for those couple weeks of Carson due to that nerve injury?
Oh, he's huge. You know, he's the focal part of our offense. And, we want to run the football. We need to run it a lot better. We finally ran it decent last week. And he's also – he's hampered right now with a foot in the passing game. We can't do some of the things we'd like to do with him. But he's been dynamic enough for us.
Bruce, what did you see that enabled the Eagles to get their running game in full gear there against the Giants?
Well, I think one of the things they matched up very well in that ball game. And the way the Giants were playing it, but I thought their offensive line really played well.
Hey, Bruce, what's your level of optimism about Campbell playing on Sunday?
It's probably 50-50. You know, he's out of the brace. He's jogging. That's a long way from taking on a blocker and playing football. So hopefully we'll see if we can get him on the practice field maybe Thursday or Friday and see what his availability will be.